think so.
Guess you need to pick up the phone, I guess.
What's your name?
Sorry, my name is Leon
Bedoni
Jr.
Okay, who's going to do that? I think that's the location. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, boy. I brought
it. But you're having two seconds. I'm going to get that one. Okay, just hold on. I'm going to, Mr. Cabanas, need a few moments to get all his paperwork together, and then he will conduct your hearing, sir.
Just one second, Mr. Bedoni.
Okay.
Choice of killing your number this hearing and make a determination whether or not to return you to community supervision. Although I will tell you honestly, the odds of you returning to the community any sooner than 2 weeks, and I'm estimating, is probably not realistic. So basically what you're asking for today is to be returned to community supervision, and after you go through that administrative process, you would probably be returned about 2 weeks earlier, and you would still be under community supervision with a parole officer. So, would you like to continue the hearing or clear your number?
You know what? I
want to
try my odds.
Okay, sir. Well, this is your right. And keep in mind, when we make that offer, this hearing is your right. So we're not leaning on you to go one way or the other. We're just saying, here's the real deal, so to speak. Should this board return you to community supervision, it's going to take about 2 weeks to get you released, and then you'll have about 2 weeks left. So we will continue with the hearing. And what I'd like to do is begin with the first phase of this hearing. So I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Violation of condition number 3 is demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at the transitional living community located at 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona, on or about November 27, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts are unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Bedoni, is this true or false?
Sounds true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Bedoni's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Seconded
by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bedoni, I had stated that there'd be a motion that passed the hearing from phase 1 to phase 2, so now we're in the second phase of your hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our Community Corrections Hearings Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. So if you'll just stay on the phone and listen in, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Bedoni. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Bedoni was released from the Department of Corrections on October 19th of 2018. He was arrested on December 30th of 2018 by Flagstaff PD on our ADC absconder warrant and new charges, felony, aggravated DUI, misdemeanor charge with DUI, and false reporting. He was returned back to ADC custody on January 10th of 2019. He has 33 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on March 22nd of 2019. Current conviction, 2014, theft of means of transportation, 9 months. There are no prior convictions noted. He has only one term with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 3-4, mental health score of a 1, and the substance abuse score is a 2. There is no STG gang information noted. There are no prior terms of supervision. He had only one disciplinary violation in August of 2018 for fighting. Although upon his return to ADC custody, he did receive a major for possession of drugs and or narcotics. There are no other arrests noted. His community risk level is a G2 V3 and status to charges. An email was received from unit supervisor Matthew Poiser on February 11th of 2019. Contacted Coconino County Attorney's Office and the case is being prepared to be assigned.
Okay, so that case is still pending.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Back to you, Mr. Bedoni. I think you heard that summary. It should be noted that you do have a charge that is pending in the Coconino County Attorney's Office, which is totally separate from this allegation of violating your conditions. So just be aware of that, because regardless of how this board votes today, you still have to face that charge when you return to the community. Okay, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to handling all my troubles now. So, thank you.
Thank you. I will make a quick review of your case. supervision summary, it looks like that you were approved to reside at TLC located at 540 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, Arizona. No other placement was approved. Now, Mr. Bedoni, you're missing from community supervision for 33 days, so where were you living at that time?
I was seeking shelter on the streets of Maricopa and Mesa. I slept at a friend's house. Her name is Tamara Akey. She was a high school friend. However, I asked her if I could use her residence to be in the... I asked she said yes, but she was not willing to mess her work during work week to sit in and talk to the probation officer. So I just decided I didn't want to be any more inconvenience for her to go about her way to do this for me. So I left that place and I started staying with my cousins, and they strongly advised me to try to be more independent and seek a living arrangement somewhere else. So by then, I violated, and I let my PO know that, you know, I wasn't supposed to check in with him, but I couldn't find residence for him. However, I did not know that he was supposed to be like my friend, and we're supposed to work through things together. I didn't get that impression until afterwards. So, but that's where I was at.
Well, thank you, Mr. Bedoni. Am I correct that were your cousins living in Coconino County?
No, my cousins live in Olotuki, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
By Wild Horse Pass. So,
how did you?
Far from where I work.
How did you end up in Flagstaff, sir?
Oh, I caught the bus. There's this one bus that's called Flix Bus. It costs like $4.
And
it's cool.
What were you going to Flagstaff for?
I was trying to go back home. I was trying to come back home to my mom.
Oh, I see.
My siblings.
So why did you decide to not live in TLC? It would seem that you did not have a lot of community supervision due. So why did you leave TLC?
I was distracted with the stuff, the adversities my family was facing at work. And I then had the influence of some of friends from high school that were down there, and they were going through some things, and I thought I visited them, and one thing led to another, and I started drinking, which I strongly regret now, but we all learn from our regrets. However, that's what happened there, and so I absconded from TLC, and when you AWOL TLC, you're supposed to stay away for 36 hours, or 40, I don't know, like 72 hours, then you can show back up, but I never did.
Well, Mr. Bedoni, I don't mean to make light of this, but you just said something that made me smile because I think it's true. Most people say they learn from their mistakes, and you said they learn from their regrets, but I think that's equally true. People do learn from the regrets. So I do hope that you decide to stay clean and away from alcohol and drugs when you return to the community. I have a note here that you were referred to task for your analysis, and that you missed one drug screen on community supervision on November 27th. And were you able, is that around the time that you disappeared from community supervision?
I believe it was that same week.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it was before or after, but I remember at one point I stopped calling task because it seems like my mind was already made up. I was acting out of complacency.
And so why did you break off with your parole officer?
I guess of guilt, because of the premeditation of acting out in a way. Then I started isolating myself from telling everybody, like, oh, I'm okay with really, like, the struggles of not being there for my little sisters and going through stuff. So I don't know, in a way, it was more like a schema of mine, you know, where I make it more harder for myself for a way to actually feel that I deserve. So I don't know. I don't know. know if you follow along those terms, but I read law psychology, and they actually want to know why I'm thinking some way and why my cognitive was imbalanced. So I helped myself to study and found out that it's actually normal.
Well, Mr. Bedoni, you're a young man, and people do, people are at a stage of working things out in their 20s, and you have a lot of life ahead of you, so I really hope that you're learning from your lessons right now, because you have a whole long life ahead of you, I hope. What caused the Flagstaff Police Department to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconding warrant?
Well, I was at McDonald's catching Wi-Fi in the morning of, I think it was December 20th, or December 30th, 2 days before New Year's. I was trying to catch Wi-Fi to get a hold of my family and friends to see if anyone was in the area to pick me up and take me back down, take me up north to Page, Arizona, where I was to reside. I was in McDonald's when a car came through, and I know somebody, but it was very vague, the relationship we had, because I don't really know them personally. But I decided to jump in, and they asked me to drive, and I knew I shouldn't drive. I knew what I did was wrong, but in that state right there, I think I was more desperate, if anything else, to kind of like just go with the flow with the group, you know. So I got pulled over while behind the wheel by the Flagstaff Police Department, and I told myself I have a warrant for my arrest and for this, and I got charged for DUI, I think it was. And yeah, big wake-up call, a big I don't know. And but life is all about mistakes, though. In one way or another, it's just what we do with them, how I react to them. So
well, I'm trying my best. Mr. Bedoni, I really am hoping that it was a big wake-up call for you, and, you know, not just something passing, because people really need to be ready when they make big changes in their life and move on, you know, stay away from drugs, clean up, hang out with good influence. So I hope you're heading in that direction. Sounds like you are. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Bedoni, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand?
Well, just thank you for your time. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Bedoni. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself. So if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir.
All right.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this was certainly a pleasant discussion with Mr. Bedoni. He's a young man with a lot of life ahead of him, as I stated earlier. And I really hope that he is ready to turn a corner with so much life ahead, to consider the company that he keeps and to stay clean, because it sounds like he cares about his family up in the North Country. And we certainly hope to see him go on with a productive and responsible life. But with so little time left, and based on the fact that he absconded from supervision for 33 whole days in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for the return to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Then I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to this board in Rule Number 2018-W3484, our discussion with Mr. Bedoni, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Bedoni was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of the supervision, had lapsed or was about to lapse for criminal arranger company, inasmuch that he absconded for 33 days in which we could not monitor his behavior in the community. It sounds like he may have had some struggles with alcohol as well, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed. Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, reaffirmed by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Bedoni, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on talking about March 22nd, 2019, which is just about exactly 1 month away. We hope you're serious about cleaning up and flying straight and moving on with a productive and responsible life. I like what I'm hearing from you. And we really don't want to see you again in orange. So please take care of your issues with what's remaining in Coconino County, and we hope you have a safe and productive return to the community. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, sir.
Thank you.
If you could please get the phone to CO3.